Chapter 9. Oz Meets the President. I ran home and told Chloe about my idea. Then I had a quick shower and started to call a lot of important people. I asked people to come to a meeting that afternoon. Soon, Chloe, Eli, and I were in a government car with a soldier in the front. As we drove through Manhattan, we saw more soldiers. People were leaving the city. There were no cars on the roads now, only soldiers in trucks and buses. This morning, people were happily walking to work, and everything was fine. Who has told these people to do this? And why didn't someone in the government tell me about it? I thought. Finally, we came to a large government building. We walked into its huge lobby, and more soldiers checked our bags and clothes. Then, they took us to a very expensive apartment.
"Please rest now," the soldier said. "The meeting is at 4 o'clock.
We left Eli with the other scientist's children, and then we went down to the meeting. But as soon as I walked in and saw all the people, I felt angry. A huge, angry man called Dr. Harvey Saltonstall was there. He worked at Harvard University, and he did not think that hack was happening. He thought that I was just another blogger. Soon, I was standing in front of a microphone and talking to the most intelligent people in the country. First, I told them about the dogs that I saw mating. Before I saw the dogs, I thought hack traveled from one animal's body to another animal's body, I said. But now, I think that pheromones are causing hack. I believe a new pheromone has come into the environment.
"Did we really come here to listen to this strange idea?" said Harvey Saltonstall. "A new pheromone in the environment? If this pheromone is causing this change in other animals' behavior, then why isn't our behavior changing too?"
I didn't like Harvey, but it was a good question. Then Chloe saved me.
"What about pollution?" she said.
"What about it?" he replied.
"Pollution in the environment can cause changes in animals," she said. "At a factory in Japan, pollution caused changes in some animals."
"Hydrocarbons!" I shouted suddenly. "They are everywhere. Pheromones come from hydrocarbons. I think that pollution is changing the hydrocarbons, and this is changing pheromones."
"But why is this happening now?" asked Saltonstall.
I tried to think of an answer. Then one of the other female scientists said,
"Excuse me, Mr. Oz, but when did you first notice this change in behavior?"
"Around 1996, I replied. "But the attacks suddenly got much worse after 2000, and every year there are more."
"People started using cell phones in 1996, the woman said. "And after 2000, millions more people started to use them."
"Could cell phones be changing hydrocarbons?" I asked quickly. "And could the new hydrocarbons be causing changes in the animals?"
"I am very interested in Mr. Oz's idea," said a male scientist. "Maybe we have found the cause of our problem."
People were suddenly talking excitedly and agreeing.
I could see that Harvey Saltonstall was angry.
But I asked the question, he shouted. Why is this causing changes in animals and not people?
But this time, I had the answer. Our noses are different to animals' noses, I replied. Animals have a special organ at the bottom of their noses. People had this organ many years ago, too, but it's gone now. Because of this organ, animals sense pheromones differently to us. The female scientist smiled.
Well done, Mr. Oz, she said. Now we can finally understand Hack.
Yes, I replied. But sadly, this brings us to our next question. How do we stop it? That night, I dreamed about the ants in Costa Rica. They were in a circle again, and they were going round and round. Then suddenly, a loud noise woke me. It was my cell phone.
Mr. Oz, I'm sorry that it's so early, said a male voice, but you must come to Washington now. The president is having a meeting, and she wants you to come to it. Yesterday, the family's dog killed her daughter. Please be in the lobby in 20 minutes, and we will take you there.
I quickly got out of bed and got dressed, feeling angry. Her daughter was dead. Of course, the president wanted to talk to me now. I woke Chloe and said goodbye. 20 minutes later, a government worker and some soldiers met me in the lobby. While we were driving to the airport, I could see hundreds of dogs and other animals on the streets, and they were attacking people. Then, a helicopter flew me to Washington, D.C., and I was taken to another government building. I walked into a room with a large screen. There were lots of scientists there, and many presidents and other important people were watching the same screen from their own countries.
The president of China is watching, said the man.
A few minutes later, I saw the face of President Hardinson on the screen, the president of the United States.
Mr. Oz, please tell me about Hack, she said,
and her voice was not kind. I wasn't really surprised. A dog killed her daughter yesterday. I stepped forward. Hello, President Hardinson, I said. For the last 10 years, I've studied Hack, or human-animal conflict. Animal attacks are happening more and more often, and we think that this is because of pheromones. And I continued to talk about my ideas until the president suddenly said,
So what can we do?
I was quiet for a moment. Then I said, We have to stop making pollution in the environment. So we must stop driving, we must stop using cell phones, and we must stop using electricity for 2 weeks.